Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The justices really wrestled with whether these types of laws that restrict what counselors can or cannot say when treating young people who are struggling with their gender identity or sexual orientation need to be held to a very high standard because it involves free speech. And today, I would say a majority of the conservatives did appear inclined to hold this law and others like it to that very high bar. Not entirely clear how they would come out, but they sure were skeptical of any of these restrictions put on counselors and how they talk to young people about sex and sexual orientation.
The Nobel Prize in Physics announced today, three U.S. scientists awarded the prize for their work in quantum mechanics. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Clear and cold tonight, areas of frost late, mostly widespread north, patches of fog in the river valleys too, with a low of 34, sunny and tranquil tomorrow with a high of 62. We also have that frost advisory for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Wednesday. Tomorrow night, clear skies, scattered frost again, low 34, and sunny on Thursday, turning a bit warmer with light rain chances overnight and a high of 67. Currently in Richland Center, it's clear. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 55 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Up, been laid up a couple weeks. Had
luck, hard falls and drawn deep. I'll be back in no time, ladies, I gotta make Fort Worth. One buckle shy of Vegas, or pawn shop pocking these spurs. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. Tie me on tight, bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing alive, give me it, Lord, that's the plan.
Welcome to High School Sports on WRCO. Tonight, the Attica Bulldogs are hosting the DeSoto Pirates, and we have the call for you coming up here on the radio. Following our Betesnik Power Sports pregame show, we'll take a look at tonight's area schedule, and later on, a conversation with Ithaca volleyball coach Angie Young on tonight's pregame show.
Hi, Garrett here with Betesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Betesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Betesnik Power Sports.
Richland Center's soccer team is at Platteville against Platteville Lancaster tonight, and the River Valley swim team is taking on Lodi and Edgewood at Lodi. The volleyball schedule, Southwestern is playing at Iowa Grant, Riverdale at Pecatonica. Scenic Bluffs Conference action, Bangor at Royal, Hillsboro at New Lisbon, Cashton at Nisida, and Waniwak Center is at Brookwood. Also tonight in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville, River Valley is at Lancaster, and Richland Center at Platteville. And it's a full slate of matches in the Ridge and Valley Volleyball Conference tonight as Lafarge plays at Seneca, Weston at Wazika Steuben, Kickapoo at North Crawford, and DeSoto at Ithaca. That match is coming up tonight during Pink Night at Ithaca. We'll have the call for you right here on WRCO.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Angie Young is the coach of the Ithaca volleyball team, and she talked to me this week about her team finishing up strong this season.
Our goal right now is just consistency on the court, keeping the attack going on the court and playing a consistent game overall, and just staying focused. We really kind of just take an approach of one set at a time, one point at a time, and just go out and do the work, and then we go back to practice the next night and try to decide if there's something that we want to change or improve. So it's just a real kind of point-by-point situation for us where we just one point at a time. This is where we really want to really start bringing up our game right now. Heading into the tournament, of course, is when you want to be playing your best volleyball. So I'm really hoping that this week we can really start stepping up here and rising to the challenge of some of these stronger teams and really start putting together some strong play on the court to get ready for the tournament.
We will have more from Ithaca volleyball coach Angie Young when the pre-match show continues. If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at RockwellAutomation.com.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Happy apple season from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Bite into the best with Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and many more, perfect for eating or cooking. The bakery is full of fall favorites, apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, pick up a caramel apple, plus grab fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and colorful fall mums. And here's the sweetest deal. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fall flavors come alive.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Ithaca coach Angie Young joins us. Angie, as you look at this point in the season, what are some of the goals you're looking at here during the last couple of weeks of the regular season?
Well, heading into the last couple of weeks of the regular season, I think our biggest goals right now are to really lock in on that consistency throughout the game and really just kind of settling in a place where we can play an aggressive game, keep attacking the ball, and playing some really strong defense. So just kind of cleaning up a few things and just maintaining that consistency, which has been a little bit of a struggle for us this season. So that's what we're really focused on for these last four games of the regular season.
It's sometimes, you have lack of court time, you've got some younger players. That kind of a sign of a younger team where you're a little up and down?
Yeah, definitely. We do. This is the youngest varsity team I've ever coached. With that being said, I think they're doing a fantastic job. They really have committed themselves to working through some of the challenges that we have faced, and they're a great group of girls. They work together nicely. They have a lot of fun while they're playing, and I just am really enjoying spending this time with them. It's been a fun journey with them, even through the challenges. It's been a really fun journey.
It is your pink night tonight. Tell me about that.
It is. Pink night is, we do a cancer awareness night. So it's always kind of been the trend in volleyball to wear pink jerseys or pink uniforms to just kind of commemorate. It started out with breast cancer awareness. I think a lot of the teams and schools have gone to more recognition of just an overall cancer awareness. So it's a really important night, and our girls, for some reason, paint night just hits different every year. That putting on those paint jerseys always adds a little fire and energy to them, and they really enjoy this night. So hopefully DeSoto, we play DeSoto tonight, hopefully they'll join us in that. We did invite them to join us and wear their pink jerseys also, so I hope they're able to do that.
You played DeSoto last week. They're a pretty tough team, aren't they?
They are. They're a very good team. I think DeSoto, I always have enjoyed DeSoto, and I think especially this year they really set a great example for our younger team in that DeSoto was at the top of the conference a few years ago and then lost a very large number of senior players, and they had their share of struggles and have just kind of gradually been building themselves back up also, and now here they are a few years later and they're already, you know, back at the top of the conference. I think they're just a game under Seneca right now. So it's been really interesting to watch them. Some very talented girls on that team. But I also think they set a great example for our younger team and how quickly you can rebuild and reload your team.
How well do you match up with them, Angie?
Well, height-wise, we don't. we do struggle a little bit. We don't have a lot of height on our team, but I think as far as I think our defense last week really held up well against DeSoto. They're a very strong attacking team, so it will be important that our defense, really gets under the ball and is prepared for those attacks, that we get up on the block and are prepared for those attacks because they are a strong hitting team. And hopefully we can, stay quick on our feet and really read that ball well tonight.
How long before you'll know who you play in the WIAA tournament?
The seeding meeting is Sunday, so we will know this Sunday who we play.
And geographically, do you know which direction you're going and what group of teams you'll be with?
I know we have Royal, Hillsborough, Highland, I believe, is in our regional, and then several of the Ridge and Valley teams are also in it. So it will be interesting to see how everyone's paired up.
Hard to believe it's that time of year, isn't it?
It is. The volleyball is such a fast and furious season, and I always tell the girls at the beginning of the season it will be over before they know it, and then it just seems like, boom, we're there, and things are winding down. So always makes me a little sad to think that in a couple of weeks the season will be done.
Are you doing anything special in terms of generating some funds or collecting anything for the cause tonight during Pink Night?
We will have a can out that will take donations for the Walk with Grace. So any donations that are given will be contributed directly to Grace.
Awesome. Sounds good. We look forward to the match. Thanks for talking with us, Angie.
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
Angie Young joining us, Ithaca volleyball coach on WRCO Sports.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Attention, Wisconsinites! Well water quality is a major concern in our state, but the solution is simpler than you think. Trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center to keep your well running smoothly. With years of experience, they tackle everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. It's a quick fix or a deeper repair. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Don't let well water quality woes get you down. Call 608-649-4488 and let the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions take care of the rest. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, the team you can trust for well quality solutions.
At WRCO FM 100.9, we're proud to bring you all the excitement, energy, and heart of local sports. We're more than just fans of the game. We're fans of every team, every player, and every community. That makes it special. Local sports are the heartbeat of our hometowns, and we're committed to honoring the effort, teamwork, and spirit they represent. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, and from players and coaches to fans and officials, this broadcast is for you. Thanks for joining. This is Local Sports on WRCO Radio, where community comes to play.
From the Ithaca High School Gymnasium, hello again, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, and it's almost volleyball time again here. Teams are continuing to warm up for the start of the varsity match in just a bit. The Ithaca Junior Varsity picked up the win tonight over DeSoto, 2-1. That's the score we have right out of the gate for you tonight. And also on the Phil Nee flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, it is a final. Platteville-Lancaster has defeated Richland Center 5-0 in boys soccer today. Well, a matchup or a rematch of these two teams when they played in a quad at DeSoto last week. Both teams adorned in pink tonight, which requires a separate program. So I was able to seek and find that so we aren't calling the ladies by the wrong names. And the pink jerseys, the darker pink jerseys belong to DeSoto. The lighter pink jerseys belonging to the Ithaca Bulldogs tonight here on Pink Night. Seneca leads the league with a 10-0 mark, while DeSoto is second at 9-1. So each one an important match for DeSoto. They have North Crawford on Thursday before taking on Seneca in a rematch later this season. A week from tonight, they'll play Seneca, and both teams are hoping to still be with the same record then. DeSoto, although DeSoto wouldn't mind if somebody knocked off Seneca in the meantime, but it will be a matchup for the conference championship in 1 week for these two teams if it continues to go well. The Bulldogs at 6-3, trying to play the spoiler this year in the conference as they face off. They played a year ago. DeSoto was a very good ball club. Of course, the Bulldogs went on to win the conference championship and for the first ever conference championship mark under the volleyball banner here in the gym. Proudly says 2024 conference champions. We'll be back with more in a moment. You're listening to high school volleyball coverage from WRCO FM in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Hi, this is Mark Carreri at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
During Red Ribbon Week, join millions across the country in celebrating a drug-free life. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, along with Partners for Prevention, supports your commitment to saying no to drugs. Instead, say yes to your dreams, your health, and your community. Whether you're in school, at work, or at home, speak out. Be the influence. Live drug-free.
Are you looking for unbeatable deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, your go-to for scoring big from the comfort of your home. Bid on state and local municipal surplus with new auctions posted daily. From cars, trucks, boats, and tools to collectibles, jewelry, equipment, and even firearms. You never know what you'll find. Head over to WisconsinSurplus.com now so you don't miss today's treasures. And don't forget to follow Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook for updates and featured items. Happy bidding!
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The Bulldogs and Pirates continuing their warm-ups, getting set for the match here tonight in just a little bit in Ridge and Valley Conference action. Certainly a nice matchup, as Angie mentioned in the pregame show. It is certainly DeSoto having the edge as far as height. The Bulldogs hoping to have the edge in terms of athleticism. They are pretty good that way. They are a young squad, but pretty athletic, and hoping that that can counter that tonight. But DeSoto with, again, a key match if they're hoping to stay in the conference race this year. The action, from earlier today, it was a win for the Ithaca JV by a score of 2-1. Freshmen played an exhibition tonight, so they were able to get that in starting at 5 tonight and then finishing it up with the JV1 match. Varsity action coming up here in just a little bit. Between two schools that have played in a lot of games over the years, dating back to way back when in the Scenic Bluffs and the Ridge and Valley and the old Scenic Central as well. Right now from Ithaca, our national anthem. Tonight's national anthem prior to match time here at Ithaca. We'll have more in a moment from WRCO Radio Sports.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on Careers.
Inspired Innovations is more than just a salon. It's a destination for unique finds and local charm. Inside, you'll discover a variety of treasures from area vendors, including AMB boutique clothing, paparazzi jewelry, handcrafted signs by Inspired Creations, home decor, and one-of-a-kind items from talented local crafters. While you're there, browse their selection of salon-quality hair care and styling products, featuring the trusted brands they use every day. Stop by soon and see what's new at Inspired Innovations, located in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Double J, Gotham.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Here is a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for DeSoto, number 4, McKenna Gilman. Number 6, Josie Hansen. Number 7, Kylie Venner. Number 9, Ella Cole. Number 10, Sylvia Krieger. And number 16, Lena Isbell. The libero player is Bryn Venner. For the Bulldogs, number 5, Brooklyn Dickey. Also number 16, Alyssa Olson. Number 2, J.C. Maxwell. Number 1, Aubrey Imhoff. Number 15, Brindley Wanless. Number 8, Kaylee Manning. And the libero player is Jaden Bolin. And there you go. That's a look at the starters tonight. Both teams going over their lineups, and we'll see as far as serve-receive is concerned. Looks like Bolin will be in the back row to start here as the serving will get underway with DeSoto in just a moment. Hope you enjoyed tonight's action. We've got a busy high school sports week again this week, culminating with some football action during the 8th week of the high school football season on Friday night. First serve will belong to DeSoto and Bryn Venner. The libero player is the back row and ready to go. There's the serve, fielded by Wanless for the Bulldogs. Here's a set to the left side, taking a shot. Ball is blocked by DeSoto, and down it goes. And a nice hit by Brooklyn Dickey, and the Bulldogs lead it 1-0. Nice play by the Bulldogs. Good passing. And the serve comes from Aubrey Imhoff. Aubrey steps up. There's the line drive serve, fielded by DeSoto. They'll set it up to the right side, and Krieger gets the kill. Sylvia Krieger gets DeSoto on the board. It is 1-1. Back to serve for the Pirates will be Ella Cole. Cole gets the ball back from the official. Crowd curious but well-behaved tonight here. Pretty good crowd on hand. There's the serve. Bolin. Now Maxwell, left side. Wanless gets it over. Fielded now by Venner. Back to the center. Cole, and then she drives it left side. Hansen gets it over. Ball, free ball by the Bulldogs, blocked back. DeSoto gets it again. Here's the pass to the right side. Hansen takes a shot. Played now by Dickey. There's the set. Maxwell gets it over on hit number 3. Venner with the pass to Cole, and then dropping it over. Bulldogs work it here. Wanless drives it over. Good volley going on. There's a set on the left side. Gilman takes a shot. Maxwell backs it up right down the line. Pass to the left side, and Wanless gets it over. DeSoto sets it. Back row, Jaden Bolin makes the play. There's the set by Imhoff. Olsen shot through the wall. Down it goes. Really good volley there. Alyssa Olsen gets the kill for the Bulldogs. And in to serve for Ithaca, number 13, Aspen Young. 2-1 here in the opener, and Young will serve. That's a net serve, and it goes right back to the Pirates. We are tied at 2. Back it goes for Josie Hansen, who will serve it. Hansen with a couple of dribbles. Now the run up. There's a line drive on the near side, played by Young. Maxwell, right side, and Dickey gets it over. Fielded by DeSoto. Now the set on the left side by Venner. Shot is over, and Gilman got the kill. McKenna Gilman gives DeSoto the lead at 3-2. Back to serve is Josie Hansen. The Bulldogs in serve-receive mode. Hansen again with a run-up. Line drive serve. Fielded by Boland. Great dig. Now back to Dickey, and they'll get it over with a hit by Wanless, but it sails left and out of bounds. And the score goes 4-2 now in favor of DeSoto. Hansen starts again. A couple of good strong serves in a row. Here's one back row. Fielded by Young. There's the set, and now the kill is down by J.C. Maxwell. Off the assist from Aubrey Imhoff, and the Bulldogs are within one. It is 4-3. Back to serve for the Bulldogs, Brooklyn Dickey, number 5. Bulldogs rotating around, and here is Dickey's serve. That is going to go out of bounds on the left side, out of play. And that gives DeSoto a 2-point lead, 5-3 in the opening set. Sylvia Krieger will serve. Krieger's serve, fielded by Boland. Now the setup by Imhoff. Slapped now by Manning. Blocked back by DeSoto. Trying on the near side. Here's Wallace. Shot into the net, and DeSoto leads by 3. 6-3. Bulldogs kind of switching sides, going with the outside hitters. Couldn't get it to go. And the serve belongs to DeSoto. Krieger with the serve. Boland fields it for the Bulldogs. There's a set by Imhoff. Wanless takes it. Far left, played by DeSoto. They'll set it up now. Gilman pops it over. Boland to the back row. Here's a set to Maxwell. Takes a shot. Ball is into the net. And that's 4 hits as it caroms back to the Bulldogs. That'll make it 7-3 in favor of DeSoto. Pirates by 4 here in the opening set of Ridge and Valley Conference action. Krieger with the approach. Line drive serve is out of bounds. Side out Bulldogs, 7-4 on the service error. And Ithaca will rotate in. Someone to serve. It's Autumn McBain. And Autumn will get the ball near the back wall. Here comes the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded now by the Pirates. They'll get it to the right side. Oh, a perfect kill for Kylie Venner. Venner got it off on the right side to Ella Coe, who served it right back up to her. And that makes it 8-4 DeSoto. First kill for her. Here's the line drive serve. Boland pops it up for the Bulldogs. Here's Imhoff on the near side. Maxwell takes the angle. Diving dig there by DeSoto. They'll get it from the left side and pop it over. Boland again. And the Bulldogs are going to try to hit it over and hit number 2. And it's going to be into the net for Imhoff. That puts DeSoto up by 5. It is 9-4 in the opener. Pirates will serve. That one fielded by Boland. Passes to the left side. Now set up by Imhoff for the back row. Young takes a shot, and that one is out of bounds. It'll go back to DeSoto. 10-4 the score. Gilman with a serve. Fielded by Dickey. Low pass. Now pass to the left side by McBain and popped over by Maxwell. DeSoto tries with a pass to the left side. Taking a shot. Going to be fielded now by the Bulldogs. McBain back to Maxwell. She takes a shot. Oh, nice save there by Hansen. And now popped over by Isbell. Good volley again. Here's the set. Maxwell takes it down. They won't touch that one. 10-5 the ball game score. J.C. Maxwell gets the kill. And the Bulldogs will get the serve. And J.C. will serve. She's got 2 kills in the opening set. Alyssa Olson is back into the lineup and will be in the front row left as Maxwell serves. 10-5 DeSoto. Maxwell's serve fielded by the Pirates. They'll get it to the back row for the attack. Shot is out of bounds on the hit. And it's 10-6. Bulldogs within 4. Maxwell will keep on serving. Here's the approach. Line drive serve. Fielded on the near side by DeSoto. Pass to the right. Venner shot over and out of bounds. And the Bulldogs are within 3. It is 10-7. Back it goes to Maxwell. She'll just keep on keeping on. Here's the serve. Fielded by DeSoto. Pass to the right side. And they'll knuckle it over in the left side. Shot is in. for number 7, Kylie Venner. That makes it 11-7. Venner gets the kill. Cassville up on Highland, 1-0. Wasika Steuben leads Weston, 1-0. And Lancaster, 1-0 over River Valley. Here comes the serve by DeSoto. And the Bulldogs hit it, and they're going to carry them at the left side. Can they get enough to get on it? Over the top? No, it's going to hit the net. And that's 4 hits for the Bulldogs. Initially, a good serve got that started in the wrong direction for the Bulldogs, and that makes it 12-7. Kylie Venner with a serve, dug by Maxwell. Here is the set. Maxwell gets it right back, shot into the net from the back row, and that makes it 13-7. DeSoto on a 2-point roll now. Venner is back against the wall. Here comes the run-up, and there's the line drive serve. Maxwell, good one, right off the floor. Back to McBain, and now popped over by Olsen. That one just missed out of bounds. Very close. That'll make it 14-7. Timeout, Ithaca. First of the game. DeSoto leads by 7 in the opener on WRCO and WRCO.com.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
DeSoto on the volley gets a point as we welcome you back. Josie Hansen gets the kill. That makes it 15-7. DeSoto serves again. Ball blocked by the Bulldogs. And nice shot by Imhoff getting it back to the right side. DeSoto tries again. Maxwell gets the dig from the back row. Pass to Olsen, takes a shot. Back row to DeSoto. They'll get it to Venner. Now the set up here for Hansen. Drives it over. Well played. McBain back to the right side. Taking it over and down for the Bulldogs. His number 1, Aubrey Imhoff. She went on to the offense and got a nice kill for the Bulldogs. It is 15-8. DeSoto in the opening set. And Jaden Boland will serve. Boland with a whistle. And there's the serve. It hugs the near side. Venner with the set. Hansen takes a shot blocked by the Bulldogs off of DeSoto and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Bulldogs. And a point for Ithaca. 15-9 the score. Boland will be back to do the honors. Here's the walk-up and the serve. Low to the net, fielded by DeSoto. Set to the back row, shot into the net, and DeSoto gives up another point, 15-10. Bulldogs within 5 in the opener here tonight. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update comes up a little later on during our broadcast, talking about the Ithaca football team. Set by DeSoto in the middle, taking the shot is going to be Venner. One hand saved by Boland. Now Maxwell, and the Pirates try to tip it back. Tipped it as it went out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Bulldogs. They're within 4. 15-11, the ball game score here in the opener. Gym is still warm tonight. I kind of thought maybe it would cool down. Here's the serve by Ithaca. Set to the right side. Venner takes a shot. Maxwell bumps it to the rafters. Good concentration. There's Imhoff and Olsen. They can't quite get it over on hit number 3. The point goes to DeSoto, 16-11. This time of year, and in fact, it has been warm, but the warmth kind of stored in the gym here this year after several weeks of it. Here's the set left side, dopped over by Dickey, the Bulldogs. And here is Venner from the left side, punching it over. Left side, Boland, back to the middle, and here is Dickey taking a shot. Blocked by Krieger, back row. Maxwell saves it, and then getting it over was McBain. Here's a set for DeSoto in the middle again. Shot blocked now by Dickey. Back again. DeSoto slams it home on the hit by Sylvia Krieger, but a net violation on DeSoto puts a point on the Bulldogs' side. So change the score there. It's 12 now for the Bulldogs, and they will get the side out. 16-12, DeSoto by four. Good even matchup here. Bulldogs trying to play catch-up. Imhoff with a serve. No, net serve. And it goes back to the Pirates. Score now 17-12. And serving will be Ella Cole. Go with the whistle. The walk-up line drive is into the net, and it goes right back to the Bulldogs. 17-13 here in the opening set. In for the Bulldogs to serve is number 13, Aspen Young. Aspen back to the wall. We'll get the whistle. And here is the approach and the serve. Fielded by DeSoto. Set back to the right side. Shot blocked straight up by the Bulldogs. Free ball back over by DeSoto, and it's in. Oh, nice play by Bryn Venner. Very close here on the near side, and DeSoto gets the point. 18-13. Score in the opener. Serving Josie Hansen. Hansen line drives it far side. Maxwell gets the dig. She gets it right back. Takes it. Shot down. Nice job off the assist from Aubrey Imhoff. And it is 18-14. Maxwell adding to her kill total tonight. I've got that as three. Serving will be Brooklyn Dickey for the Bulldogs. The serve to DeSoto. Dug on the left side by Krieger. Pass to the right. Taking a shot. It's blocked by the Bulldogs and out of bounds. Kylie Venner's shot blocked by the Bulldogs, but they could not control it. It goes out of bounds. And that makes it a five-point lead for DeSoto. 19-14. The serve for Krieger again off the whistle. Boland from the floor makes a nice save. Back to the left side. Wanless takes it over. That left-hand hit. Fielded by DeSoto. Back to the right side. Taking a shot. Ball blocked by the Bulldogs. Again, a set and punched over that time by Venner. Boland, left side, Maxwell takes a shot blocked by DeSoto, but is out of bounds, or is it? It stayed in bounds, says the line judge. So the block by Kylie Venner and McKenna Gilman, and that gives DeSoto a lead of 20-14 by six. Here's the serve by the Pirates, fielded by Boland. Set. Now Wanless takes a shot. Back row. DeSoto can't get it. It's in. And it makes it 20-15. Nice charge into it there by Brindley Wanless. Gets her first kill. Hustling into the Bulldogs lineup is Autumn McBain, and she will serve. So McBain back with the ball. Gets the whistle. Here's the pop-up. Back to the back row. Fielded now by DeSoto. They'll pass it to the right side. Taking the shot there is Gilman. Fielded by Boland. Maxwell gets it back. Pops it over and in. And the Bulldogs are within four at 20-16. J.C. Maxwell gets the kill. Serve belongs to Autumn McBain again. Bulldogs trying to get less than four. Here's the serve. That was just out. DeSoto waited till the last minute, and it dropped out of bounds by a few inches. That'll make it 21-16. DeSoto by five and within four of going out. There's the serve, and Aspen Young, Boland, and Young diving back row, can't quite get it, and it's going to come up short of the net. That'll make it 22-16. DeSoto to serve again. McKenna Gilman gets the whistle. Lines it right in the middle. Boland passes, and there it goes over and hit number two, but pop back and down for Lena Isbell. Isbell waiting for the hit by the setter, Aubrey Imhoff, and that makes it 23-16. DeSoto serves again, lines it back row. It is going to be fielded by Young, Imhoff, and then Boland for the back row gets it over. Benner gives it to the right side. Taking it over there is Kylie Benner. Back to the left side. Punched by Isbell. And now it's going to be Young. And hitting it through is Imhoff. Nice shot. Bulldogs receive a good, nice passing there. And that makes it 23-17. J.C. Maxwell will keep serving. Bulldogs trail by six. Here's the serve. Fielded by DeSoto. There's the set on the right side and taking it over, and down is Venner. Kylie Venner gives DeSoto game point at 24-17. She is back to serve. Game point now for DeSoto, 24-17 over Ithaca. There's the serve. Fielded by Maxwell. Pops it up. And now pass to the left side by Imhoff. Boland gets it over. Good hit. Fielded by Gilman from the left side. They go right to Hansen. Drives it over. Down. And the opener belongs to DeSoto, 25-17. And nice bit of hitting there for DeSoto as they finish now with an 8-point win in the opener. Best of five going on tonight. We'll be back with set number two in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Welcome back to Ithaca. In the opener tonight, Kylie Venner leads DeSoto with three kills. J.C. Maxwell has four for Ithaca and two for Aubrey Imhoff. And Aubrey will start serving for the Bulldogs. And set number two is underway. DeSoto gets the pass to the left side. Krieger takes it over. Boland gets a nice dig. Imhoff with the set for the back row. Maxwell dumps it over. Fielded near side by Hansen. Now for the back row. Shot is over and just out of bounds on the attempt by Kylie Venner. Far side judge says inbounds. Okay, that's going to win out. Looks like DeSoto does score the point. DeSoto is a 1-0 lead for the Pirates. Ella Cole will serve. Fires it near side. Boland pops it up. Imhoff on the left side now punched over by Olsen. Again, DeSoto works it on the right. Hansen shot into the net, and the Bulldogs are on the board. 1-1. Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Platteville leading Richland Center, one set to none. Dodgeville 2-0 on Prairie du Chien. Pecatonica 1-0 leaders on Riverdale. Lancaster was leading River Valley, one set to none. Here's the serve by Ithaca, fielded by DeSoto. They'll get it to the middle, taking a shot, and getting it down is Sylvia Krieger. And DeSoto goes up 2-1. DeSoto doing some good passing. They do have a size advantage on the Bulldogs, but basically they've done a pretty good job of getting those initial passes from the back row and setting it up. Here's the serve by DeSoto. Nice dig by Young. And there is Imhoff back to Maxwell, who gets it over. DeSoto tries with a set on the far side. Taking a shot, not out of bounds, is McKenna Gilman. And the Bulldogs have tied it at two. Side out Ithaca. Ithaca did not have school yesterday after a weekend of the Ithaca Fair and football and homecoming. Here's the serve by the Bulldogs. DeSoto fielding it left side. Venner takes it over. Dug there by Dickey. Imhoff with a set. Maxwell kill attempt blocked by DeSoto, but out of bounds. And that'll make it a 3-2 Bulldog lead. Ithaca with the serve belongs to number 5, Brooklyn Dickey. 3-2 Ithaca in the second. DeSoto won the opener, 25-17. Here's the serve by Dickey. Back row fielded by Bryn Venner. Pass to the right side, shot by Kylie Venner, takes it over. Fielded by Young, Imhoff sets, Maxwell takes it. Shot blocked by DeSoto, back to the Bulldogs. This one slapped into the net, and that'll make it 3-3. WIAA Volleyball Tournament beginning 2 weeks from tonight. Seeding meetings, many of them coming up on Sunday. Here's the serve. Oh, just clears the net. Wireless digs it. Free ball. Slap back by Venner. Now here's the set again. Brindley Wireless takes it over. No, it caught the top rung and did not make the net. And that'll give DeSoto the lead of 4-3. North Crawford up 1-0 on Kickapoo, and Seneca leading Lafarge Youth Initiative 1-0. Dodgeville over Prairie du Chien 2-0, and Cassville 2-0 over Highland. Bulldogs get the dig. Now here is Maxwell firing it over. Fielded now on the near side by DeSoto. They'll slap it down. Kylie Venner off the assist from Ella Cull, and that makes it 5-3. Venner with her first kill this set. She had 3 in the opener. Couple of point lead now for DeSoto in set number 2. Here's the run-up and the line drive far side, just out of bounds. Service error, that gives a point to the Bulldogs, and that makes it 5-4. It was a very enjoyable Ithaca Fair. I think the warmest, I would say probably warmest on record, but I don't know that for sure. Certainly warm for the first Saturday in October, though. Here's the serve by the Bulldogs, fielded by DeSoto. And then Coe sets it up. Venner on the run, drives it back row. Boland got a hand on it. Now brought back by McBain, punched over by Imhoff. Set by DeSoto on the far side. Here's Gilman taking a shot. Good dig there by McBain. Back to Boland for the back row, drives it over for the Bulldogs. DeSoto tries again on the near side. Kylie Venner shot out of bounds, and we're tied. 5-5. Bulldogs getting DeSoto to make some mistakes, just putting the ball in play. And now we're even. Here comes the serve by McBain. Fielded by DeSoto. Pass to the left side, and Gilman sets it up. Dumped over, and down it goes for Kylie Venner. And the Pirates take the lead at 6-5. Venner with her second kill. McKenna Gilman will serve. Here's the walk-up of the line drive serve. Fielded by Boland. Set to the right side. Maxwell takes a shot, but it is out of bounds. That'll make it 7-5. Bulldogs' only hope was that DeSoto may have tipped it, but they did not. Here's the line drive serve, and Boland can't get under it. It's an ace. I don't know that we've had an official ace tonight. That might be it right there. That makes it 8-5. McKenna Gilman gets it right to the floorboards. Here's the next serve. Boland pops this one up back to the middle, and Imhoff left side. Maxwell takes it over back middle for DeSoto. To the right side, down the line, taking a shot and getting it in is Kylie Venner. Boy, she got a head of steam on that one. 9-5. The Pirates, 3 kills for Venner in this second set. The whistle sounds, and McKenna Gilman with a walk-up line drive. Net serve. That gives it right back to the Bulldogs. It is 9-6. Into the lineup for the Bulldogs, Alyssa Olson. Serving is J.C. Maxwell. DeSoto in serve-receive mode. And Maxwell's serve. Fielded by the Pirates. Set on the far side. They'll get a lift on one. That one is down. Right around the antenna. And Venner makes the play. That'll make it a total of 10-6 now. DeSoto. And they will get the side out. Kylie Venner serves. Back row popped up by McBain. Now Imhoff. Boland for the back row. Drives it to DeSoto. And here is Coe setting it up. Left side. Gilman gets it over. Boland. Back to Kaylee Manning. Manning takes it over and got it down. It was tipped by DeSoto, and that's a point for Ithaca. 10-7 ball game score. Kaylee Manning gets the side out for the Bulldogs. She will exit as they rotate players. Back into the front left is Brooklyn Dickey. Here comes the serve by Jaden Boland. DeSoto passes to the left side. Cole now driving it over there is Hansen.
backed up by Olsen, the Bulldogs, and now trying to get it over on hit number three is Dickey, and she can't, and that makes it 11-7. Pirates by a four spot right now. Here's the whistle, and the line drive serve, net serve for DeSoto, and the Bulldogs back in business. It is 11-8. Serving will be Aubrey Imhoff. Back into the lineup is Brinley Wanless. DeSoto in serve-receive mode. All right, here we go. Imhoff with the serve. No, net serve. That goes back to DeSoto. That'll make it 12-8. DeSoto won the opener, 25-17. Here comes DeSoto with the next serve. Left side, trying to play it as Wanless. Now trying to play it as Boland. And Imhoff, they can't save it. That's three hits. And the point goes to the Pirates. That'll make it 13-8. Timeout for the Bulldogs. DeSoto won the opener, 25-17. They lead 13-8 in the second here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Identity theft affects millions of Americans every year, robbing them of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. Richland County Bank urges you to take steps to protect yourself. Never carry your social